Welcome to the Journalism in the Time of COVID podcast, a weekly show where we talk about how we've had to adapt our working practices in the coverage of news in these unprecedented times. I'm James Casey, and joining me today is fellow sports journalist Cameron Weldon. We'll be discussing how sports coverage has changed during the pandemic and shifted the narrative of stories away from the pitch. With sport interrupted by lockdowns, stories on sport have moved away from the action happening on the pitch to the stories off it. Staff and volunteers at clubs have become a focus, and the importance of sport to the community has been reinforced.
Here in Cornwall, sport is almost exclusively non-elite, with the only exception being the Cornish Pirates rugby team, who themselves having only just restarted fixtures after 12 months off. The lack of professional sport in Cornwall has led to a severe lack of sporting events for journalists in the Duchy to report on. This could have resulted in back pages being empty, but instead has brought about some interesting stories on topics such as contracts, teams moving grounds or building new ones, the politics of leagues being declared null and void, and the all-round struggles of COVID on the local sporting community.
Would you almost describe the pandemic as a blessing in disguise for sports journalists?
I wouldn't perhaps say it was a blessing in disguise. It's been, we'd all like to be in these sports events, reporting and watching the sports we love, but unfortunately, that's not been the case the last 12 months, and especially in Cornwall, it has been tough, but it has brought about new opportunities for us and given us the opportunities to report and produce stuff that perhaps we would never have got the opportunity to do. Like, I myself have done a number of features, and I know my friends in the community and stuff, also in journalism, they've been able to do pieces that they've always wanted to do, but perhaps their schedules are never given the opportunity. So it's almost been, I perhaps wouldn't call it a blessing in disguise, because we'd all like to be at these events, but it's brought about some good opportunities for us.
Obviously, you work with Truro, and there's been plenty of stories coming from Truro throughout the whole year, basically, about them moving grounds. They're going to Plymouth and then hopefully moving back to Cornwall with their new stadium, and also their league, whether they were going to restart and everything like that. So yeah, there's been constant stories for you to talk about yourself.
Yeah, it's been hectic, but again, that's almost, it's quite nice to have. It gives interest to the fans, where, and it just gives me something to do, really. It's not the point of just, we're there like, we'd all like to be at the football. There's nothing I'd want to be more than on a Saturday afternoon. It's been awful. Just been Saturday afternoon, just sat in my room, just writing an article or something. I'd much rather be at an event, but we have been quite lucky. Obviously, new contracts done. We've been able to we've had the ground situation. So from a selfish point of view, as a journalist, it's been quite hectic and quite stressful for the fans, I can imagine. But for me, quite selfishly, I've enjoyed it, yeah. And it's been able to give us opportunities that we've never been able to do. And that's stuff that I've been able to do features on players. I've been able to just write stuff that I've always wanted to write, but perhaps never had the chance to do. So yeah, it's been nice.
And I guess this has been a case on a national level too, because although elite sport has been allowed in the past two lockdowns, COVID has still been very present in stories. And of course, there was that 3-month period where there was no sport absolutely at all across the country.
Yeah, it's been a difficult time for them, because they've had to provide content daily. Like, these are huge news publications, these are huge football clubs, they're huge just sports clubs in general, and they have to provide content for their fans on a daily basis. And I can imagine March, April, May last year must have been absolute hell for them. In terms of stories, it's been a very strange time for them. It's been, well, they say unprecedented times, and that's certainly been the case with in sport as well, because we haven't had sport, but in the professional standard, they have had sport since June going on, but again, it's not been the same. There's, because a lot of articles and stuff, they write about the support, the atmosphere, the fans. There's not been any of that, so it has solely been the focus on the field, which it's nice, but you also, a lot of articles have arisen where they can be like, I've seen articles, I'm a Liverpool fan, you see people talking about there's no fans in the stadium, that could that change the way they're playing, the travelling circumstances, where if they're going to Europe they have to get COVID tests and they're not allowed to go to specific countries due to the lockdown restrictions. So yeah, it's a difficult time, and for journalists and just for sports people in general, but I feel like we've all adapted very well to the circumstances, and sports content over the last year hasn't dropped off at all.
That's all for this episode. Thank you for listening, and make sure to tune in again next week when we have two more journalists talking about their experience during the pandemic.